Well, a little earlier I spoke to George Galloway, and I put it to him that he could only expect expulsion from the party given that he had incited British troops to disobey orders and other countries' troops to rise up against them.
I encouraged British troops to disobey illegal orders, which is in fact a legal obligation on all armies and all governments since Nuremberg. I was only obeying orders is no longer a defense. And there have been plenty of illegal orders dished out by British and American commanders at the front and in the occupation that followed.
Okay, now I take the legality point, but the fact is, our sons and daughters, our brothers and sisters were in Iraq, risking their lives, losing their lives. 130 Labour MPs or more opposed this war. Only one went that far, and indeed on a foreign TV station, and that was you.
Well, I'm sorry I don't accept your designation of some stations as foreign. I don't see the world in the way that you appear to. I don't believe my country, right or wrong, especially not in times of war. If a war is wrong, if my country is wrong, it's my special responsibility to say so. That's what I'm in public life for.
So an Arab TV station wasn't a foreign station?
No, all stations, I'm speaking to people. I don't regard some as foreign and some as ours. I don't see it as them and us. That's the problem between the East and the West. That's why we're in such trouble.
Right, but the problem I'm getting at for the Labour Party, their point is simply, look, all these MPs opposed the war, as did millions of Labour Party members, hundreds of thousands. The fact is, only you took that further step, albeit on the basis of a war you thought was illegal.
I don't actually think that's correct, but it's not only I who thought it was illegal. Most people thought it was illegal, most people in the country, most jurists, most lawyers, and most international authorities. But the more important issue is the one you raised first. I never, as the transcripts make abundantly clear, the Labour Party's own transcripts make abundantly clear, called on anyone to rise up against our troops. It's my position that the troops should never have been there and should now be withdrawn. That too is a position supported by a majority of people in Britain and by the overwhelming majority of Labour people in Britain. The polls make that clear, the by-election result in Brent East makes that clear. It's Mr. Blair who's brought the Labour Party into disrepute, not me.
Right.
If the Labour Party doesn't get rid of him soon, he's going to drag the party down with him.
Well, you raised the issue of by-elections. Will you now stand as an independent against the Labour Party?
I'll certainly be defending my seat in Parliament as an independent. The question of when remains to be seen. This has only just happened. I'm going to my constituency on Saturday. I'll be having my surgery, talking to my constituents, my party comrades there, although I'm not in the party anymore, they're still my comrades and I must consult them and the broader movement. I'm speaking at public meetings every day of the next week around
right.
the country.
Why go on inflicting further damage, as this obviously will, to the party that you profess to love and have been a part of for over 30 years?
No, I now intend to make Mr. Blair pay for this decision and for all the disastrous decisions that he's been taking on the domestic and the international level.
Right.
They will rue the day, let me predict to you, they will rue the day that they did this, as they rued the day they threw Ken Livingstone out of the Labour Party in London.